What if the scariest thing you ever had to do was walk into a school? Not a stage, not a stadium, just a school door. What if you were only 6 years old and grown-ups were shouting, cameras were flashing, and the whole country was watching? Hi, explorers. I'm Laura, and this is Faithfully Explore, the podcast where we discover big courage in little heroes. Today's hero didn't wear a cape. She carried a backpack. Her name was Ruby Bridges, and when she was just about your age, she took one brave walk that helped change history. Some people didn't want her in their school. Not because of who she was inside, but because of the color of her skin. But Ruby kept walking, step by step, with courage. Let's put on our belief backpack and faithfully explore the incredible story of Ruby Bridges, a true belief backpack hero. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack. Our story begins in New Orleans, a city in Louisiana, in the year 1960. 6-year-old Ruby Bridges lives here with her family. Ruby loves school, just like many of you. But Ruby is also living in a time when things were not fair. Back then, some laws and people still treated black people and white people very differently. Kids with different skin colors had to go to separate schools, separate playgrounds, and even separate bathrooms. It was called segregation, and it was very unfair. Imagine if your school had brand new books and a shiny playground, but the school down the street, just because of the color of the kids' skin, broken swings and books with missing pages. That was segregation. It wasn't just about being separate. It was about some people trying to say that one group of children mattered more than another. But we know the truth, don't we? Every single child matters. By the time Ruby was ready for first grade, the Supreme Court, that's the highest court in America, had already said segregated schools are wrong. Black children and white children should be able to go to school together. But in Ruby's city, many schools still hadn't changed. Some adults were afraid or stubborn and didn't want black and white children in the same classrooms. While Ruby's family and others believed in fairness and justice, Ruby was smart and passed a special test, which meant she got the chance to attend first grade at William France Elementary School, a school that had been all white before. Ruby's daddy wasn't so sure about this at first. He was worried people might be mean to Ruby. But Ruby's mama said, "This is important. Ruby can help change things for the better." Ruby's parents finally agreed. Ruby would go to the new school and be a part of history. It's Ruby's first day at William France Elementary. Ruby puts on a clean dress and tightens her ponytails. She is a little nervous. You know that fluttery feeling in your tummy on a big day? But Ruby's mama gives her a hug and says, "Be strong, Ruby. God is with you. And remember, be your brave and kind self." Ruby nods and holds her mama's hand. When they step outside, 4 big men in suits are waiting by the car. These men are U.S. Marshals, special officers sent by the government to protect Ruby. That's how dangerous and tense things were. A 6-year-old needed bodyguards just to go to school. Ruby climbs into the car with her mom. As they drive closer to the school, they hear a rumbling noise like thunder. But it's not weather. It's a crowd of people, and they sound angry. Ruby sees a crowd gathered in front of the school. there are dozens of white adults and even some kids shouting and holding signs. They are protesting Ruby just because she's black. They yell mean things. Ruby grips her mother's hand tighter. It's scary, but she has courage in her heart. Together with her mom and the marshals, Ruby bravely walked toward the school doors. She kept her chin up and stayed quiet. Ruby's mom whispered to her, "Pray, Ruby. Ask God to guide you." So right there, in the middle of yelling, in the middle of hate, Ruby whispered a prayer. "Please, God, please forgive these people. Please help them understand what's right." Yes, in the middle of all that anger, Ruby prayed for the very people who were shouting at her. Her faith was like a shield, giving her strength and calm. The marshals formed a protective circle and led Ruby up the school steps. People were shouting, some even throwing objects like rotten tomatoes. Ruby had never seen such hatred before. But Ruby did not turn back. She walked calmly right into that school like a little warrior of justice. Explorers, hearing about people being that mean might make your tummy feel tight, or maybe you feel a little sad. That's okay. That means you have a heart that cares about fairness. Ruby felt those things too. But she decided that even if the world outside was loud and hateful, she was going to keep her inner world quiet and kind. Wow. Ruby was only 6 years old, and she walked through that crowd anyway. I think we need to feel that courage in our own bodies. Let's try a courage walk together. All right, explorers, stand up. Plant your feet on the ground and stand tall like a mountain. Shoulders back, chin up. Take one slow breath in and out. This is how bravery begins. Not loud, not flashy, just standing steady. Now here's how the game works. When I say courage on, you'll walk in place with strong, steady steps. When I say freeze, you'll stop and hold a power pose. Ready? Courage on. Step, step, step. Strong feet, steady heart. You are walking towards something important. Uh-oh. Imagine you hear someone shouting something unkind. Your tummy feels tight. That's okay. Freeze. Protest pose. Plant your feet wide. Put one hand on your heart. Lift the other hand high like you're holding a sign that says, "Be fair." Feel that strength in your legs. Feel that fire in your chest. You care about what's right. Unfreeze. Courage on. Step, step, step. Now imagine someone you love is beside you. Maybe holding your hand. Maybe whispering, "You can do this. You are not alone." But the crowd is getting louder. Freeze. Brave shield pose. Feet apart. Arms up in front of you like a shield. The shield is made of courage. It's made of love. It's made of faith. Nothing unkind can break your spirit. Take one steady breath behind your shield and release. Unfreeze. Courage on one last time. Step, step, step. You see the school steps. You're almost there. One more step. Oh, you made it. Stop. Lower your arms and take the biggest breath you can. Inhale, exhale, and give yourself a cheer. Yeah! You just walked the courage walk. And Ruby did that not once, but day after day after day. That, explorers, is what real bravery looks like. Ruby thought she was walking into a classroom full of first graders on her first day. Instead, the school was in chaos. As soon as Ruby entered the building, many angry parents rushed inside and pulled their children out. They refused to let their children share a school with her. That morning, Ruby didn't open a single book. She sat in the principal's office beside her mother, listening to doors slam and footsteps hurry down the hall. One by one, students were taken home. Hundreds of children left that day. 500 kids gone. All because one 6-year-old girl walked through the door. It was confusing. It was lonely. But the next morning, Ruby came back. And the next, and the next. Every day, U.S. Marshals walked her past the shouting crowd. And every single day before stepping inside, Ruby paused and prayed. She didn't pray for herself. She prayed for the people who were yelling. She asked God to forgive them, to help their hearts change. Morning and afternoon, she prayed. That is a kind of courage most grown-ups struggle to find. Inside the school, the halls felt almost empty. No other children came to her classroom. Only one teacher showed up that year, Barbara Henry, who had come all the way from Boston. When Mrs. Henry saw Ruby, she smiled warmly and said, "Good morning, Ruby. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to have a wonderful year together." And just like that, Ruby wasn't completely alone. That year, the classroom had only two people, Ruby and her teacher. They read stories together, they practiced math, they sang songs, they even did jumping jacks inside for PE. Mrs. Henry did everything she could to make that classroom feel joyful and safe. But some things were different. Ruby couldn't eat in the cafeteria. She couldn't go out to the playground. She ate lunch at her desk with Mrs. Henry. Sometimes she could hear children laughing outside the window. She listened, but she couldn't join them. It was lonely. And still, she kept coming back, day after day, week after week. Ruby kept coming back. The crowds outside slowly grew smaller as the months passed, but there were always a few voices still shouting. And every day, Ruby kept praying for them. Some days, she felt scared. Some days, she felt sad. Some days, she felt mad. But she remembered her mama's words. She remembered her faith. Ruby once said that when she felt tears starting to fall, she would ask God for strength, and somehow the tears would stop. Her bravery wasn't about never feeling afraid. It was about doing what was right, even when she was afraid. Then one day, something unexpected happened. Ruby and Mrs. Henry heard unfamiliar voices in the hallway. Not marshals, not teachers. A father and his young son walked into the building. The next morning, the little boy joined Ruby's class. For the first time all year, Ruby had a classmate. Can you imagine how that felt? Someone her own age, someone to whisper to, someone to sit beside. They smiled shyly at each other. During their indoor recess, Ruby drew a silly cartoon dog. The boy showed her how to fold a paper airplane. They giggled. For a moment, it felt like a normal first grade classroom. But it didn't last. Other parents pressured the family, and just as quickly as he had come, the boy stopped returning. Ruby's new friend was gone. That was the moment something clicked. Ruby finally understood why the classroom had been empty. One child told her, "My mom says I can't play with you because you're black." Hearing that broke her heart. So that's it, she thought. They're afraid of me because I look different? That afternoon, Ruby went home and cried in her mother's arms. Why do they hate me? She asked. Her mother held her tight and said, they don't understand yet. Some people are taught the wrong things, but you can teach them something different by showing love. Keep being brave. Keep praying. Ruby listened, and she made a decision. She would not let her heart fill with hate, no matter what. And that decision may have been the bravest thing of all. And slowly things began to shift. Not all at once, not with a big announcement, but little by little. By the end of first grade, the crowds outside were smaller. Protesters had gotten tired. Some mornings, Ruby could walk up the school steps without hearing a single shout. Inside, though, she had spent an entire year as a class of one. Just Ruby, just Mrs. Henry. She learned her lessons. She read her books. She ate lunch in her classroom. She prayed every morning and every afternoon. Here's something truly incredible. Ruby never missed a single day of first grade. Not one. Through fear, through loneliness, through angry crowds, she showed up. That steady courage said something powerful without using words. I belong here. And people began to notice. Even some adults who had once protested started to question themselves. Could a 6-year-old really be the problem? Or had they been wrong? Ruby's quiet strength did something arguments could not. It opened hearts. When second grade began, a new chapter started. The principal allowed Ruby and a few white students to learn together in the same classroom. For the first time, Ruby was not alone. She could sit beside classmates. She could eat in the cafeteria. She could run and play on the playground. After a whole year of hearing laughter from inside her classroom, but never joining in, can you imagine what that must have felt like? It wasn't perfect. Some children had learned unkind ideas at home and repeated them. But something amazing happens when kids actually get to know each other. Fear fades. Friendships grow. And by the next year, more Black students enrolled at William France Elementary. The walls of segregation didn't fall all at once. They cracked, little by little, because one small girl kept walking through a school door. And that is how change begins. Ruby's courage didn't just affect her. Her whole family felt it. Her father lost his job for a while because of the decision to send Ruby to that school. Her grandparents in Mississippi were asked to leave the farm where they worked. Some neighbors stopped being kind. Standing up for what is right can sometimes cost something. Ruby's family paid that price together. For every voice that shouted in anger, there were many more whispering kindness. Letters began arriving at Ruby's house from all over the country. Strangers sent notes that said, "We're proud of you." Some mailed $5, some sent toys, and some sent simple words of encouragement. Imagine opening your mailbox and finding love from people you've never met. It was a reminder that even when hate feels loud, kindness is louder. By the time Ruby was a teenager, all the schools in New Orleans were integrated, which means Black and white students learned together. And eventually, segregation became illegal everywhere in the United States. No more 6-year-olds would have to walk through crowds the way Ruby did. History had shifted, and Ruby had been part of that shift. But here's something amazing. Ruby never thought of herself as a hero. She later said she was just a little girl who did what her parents told her to do. Just a little girl who kept walking. But we know something she didn't fully see at 6 years old. Sometimes the smallest steps change the biggest systems. And that is what Ruby Bridges did.
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. This is the part of our adventure when we notice something beautiful. Ruby's story doesn't stand alone. Her courage connects to something much bigger. Across cultures, across beliefs, across the world, people have taught the same powerful truth. Every person matters. In Christianity, there's a teaching that says, love your neighbor as yourself. Ruby lived that teaching. Even when her neighbors did not treat her with love, she chose love anyway. In the African idea of Ubuntu, people say, I am because we are. It means our lives are connected. When one child is treated unfairly, it hurts all of us. But when one child stands up bravely, it strengthens all of us. Ruby wasn't just walking for herself. She was walking for every child who deserved a seat in that classroom. In Buddhism, compassion is a guiding light. Compassion means choosing kindness instead of revenge. When Ruby prayed for the people who shouted at her, she showed that kind of compassion that stops hurt from spreading. Different traditions, different words, same bridge. And we've seen this again and again on Faithfully Explore. When someone is pushed aside and one brave person walks toward what is right, a bridge is built. A bridge from fear to friendship, from hate to hope, from you don't belong to there's room for you here. Ruby walked across that bridge first, and now we get to keep building it. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Lesson 1. Brave doesn't mean you aren't scared. Brave means you walk anyway. Ruby was only 6 years old. She felt fear in her tummy. Her hands probably felt shaky. But she kept walking. Bravery isn't about having zero fear. It's about taking the next right step, even when your heart is beating fast. You don't have to be big. You don't have to be loud. You just have to move forward. Maybe that's standing up for a friend. Maybe it's raising your hand even if your voice trembles. Maybe it's trying something new when your knees feel wobbly. Bravery is a step, and your step matters. Repeat after me. I can be brave, even when I'm scared.
I can be brave, even when I'm scared.
Lesson 2. If someone is left out, be the one who walks toward them. Ruby walked into a place where people didn't welcome her, and she kept showing up with kindness. Every single person deserves respect. If you see someone sitting alone, if you see someone being teased, if you feel that little tug in your heart that says, that's not fair, that's your moment. You can build a bridge. You can say, come sit with me. You can say, wanna play? You can choose fairness when others choose fear. Kindness is powerful and it spreads. Say it with me. I choose kindness and fairness.
I choose kindness and fairness.
Lesson 3. When the outside world feels loud, build quiet strength on the inside. There were days when people shouted at Ruby, but inside she built peace. She prayed, she breathed, she remembered who she was. Whatever your family believes, whether you pray, meditate, take deep breaths, or simply focus on what is good and true, that inner strength is like an invisible umbrella. It doesn't stop the storm, but it keeps your spirit steady while the rain falls. When life feels noisy, when someone is unkind, When your heart feels heavy, reach into your belief backpack. Find that quiet place inside you, that place that knows you are loved and strong and not alone. Repeat after me. My heart is a safe place for peace.
My heart is a safe place for peace.
So today we pack three treasures. Brave steps, kind bridges, quiet strength. And just like Ruby, we keep walking. What an adventure today, explorers. We didn't just hear about Ruby Bridges, we walked beside her. We stood at the bottom of those school steps. We felt the noise of the crowd. We watched a six-year-old take one steady step at a time. Ruby didn't carry a cape. She carried courage. She faced hatred with prayer. She answered unfairness with dignity. She showed the world that even a child can bend history toward justice. And here's the most powerful part. She just kept walking. Thank you for exploring her story with me. Every time we learn about someone brave, someone who chooses love when it would be easier to choose anger, we build another bridge. A bridge between past and present. A bridge between fear and friendship. A bridge between me and we. And now those bridges are yours to walk across. If Ruby could walk through hate with kindness, imagine what you can walk through. Imagine what you can change. Keep your belief backpack packed with brave steps, kind bridges, and quiet strength. Because you don't have to be famous to be heroic. You just have to take the next right step. Goodbye for now, explorers. Stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring that wonderful world around you. Faithful.